Netflix is expected to have another strong quarter in its earnings report later today. Building on the billions of dollars in revenue and a surge in new subscribers, it is seen as a result of so many people being stuck at home during this pandemic. But how much of that success is due to its secretive algorithm? To try to answer that, we're joined now by Ronnie Mola, reporter for Recode and co-host of the podcast Land of the Giants. Hi, Ronnie.
Thanks for having me.
And Ronnie, you and your colleague, Peter Kafka, tried to get to the bottom of this question. We'll link to people your podcast at hereandnow.org. The first question, though, why does it matter? Why do you all want to learn how Netflix's algorithm works?
Well, first of all, just out of curiosity, you know, I watch Netflix a lot, and it is actually pretty good at recommending things I would like. So the first part of it was just this general interest of mine of like, how does it do that? But there's also another reason why we were interested in this question, and that has to do with Netflix's original content. Netflix has been making a lot more stuff these days, so it seems less likely that the company would be interested in giving you purely the thing that you want to watch if it has to pay another company to rent that movie or TV show. That was the driving question behind why we were looking into the algorithm.
You know, one of the funny things that happens in my house in particular is that I can tell when my kids have been watching shows on my account because all the things they
ruin
love
your algorithm
show up there.
They ruin
yeah.
the software.
Right. Yeah. You created two Netflix accounts and tracked them over time to see how viewing habits changed. What surprised you about what you found?
It is surprising that it is actually so good. Like when we first started, the recommendations were just horrible, you know. But to be fair, we had only told them, you know, three different things that we'd liked. But then over time, we really did in real time see that it got better. Another interesting element to this is that it also started recommending artwork. The artwork that went alongside the things that it was recommending for us also changed to be more likely for me to click on that thing. For example, both Peter and I were recommended Money Heist, and he and I have different images. Mine actually had a image of a woman in it, and his didn't. All the way down to the artwork, the order, the sort of the topics, you know, comedies, strong female lead, things like that, those are all customized to you.
What data is Netflix gathering about its users to be able to make those kinds of decisions?
So unlike Facebook and Google, which sort of knows everything about what you do on and offline, you know, it knows your demographic, things like that. Netflix, it says it doesn't hoover up that sort of information about you. All it knows is what you do on Netflix. It's monitoring all of the stuff that you watch, how long you watch it, what types of movies you watch, when the last time it was you watched that sort of thing. And using its proprietary algorithm, it puts you in a bucket of other people who liked this same thing or watched this same thing.
Has Netflix responded to this idea that they might be giving preferential treatment to its own content?
So, yeah, we asked them and they say that they only show stuff that they think that we're going to like the most. However, there's one small caveat to that. They say right in the very beginning when a title is new, you know, there's no way for me to know before Tiger King is out what Tiger King is, because it's not an existing title. So they said they will show it to like a few people just to sort of garner some information about that. But besides that, they say they don't. I don't know if I quite believe that, even after all this reporting and asking them.
Mm-hmm. Well, speaking of Tiger King, you phrased this question of how the algorithm works as, why did you watch Tiger King? Netflix says 64 million people watched at least some of that series. I think we all kind of assume that phenomenon happened because the show caught on. What did you find?
Unclear. I think it was a combination of, there was this very a show that could sensibly appeal to a lot of different people. It was a fantastic, interesting, weird story. And it happened during the pandemic when everyone was all of a sudden quarantined and inside. And then you also have something that's a Netflix title. So I think the truth of why we watched it is somewhere in the middle of those three things.
Mm-hmm. That's Ronnie Mola. She's a reporter and co-host of the Recode podcast, Land of the Giants. Ronnie, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me. Really appreciate it.